some team members from University of Maryland Shore Regional Health are here today with the latest installment of the Ask the Expert series. Now, joining us in the studio are Kate Gallagher, communications and marketing specialist, and today's experts here to introduce November as Diabetes Awareness Month. I have Anna Antwi, and a certified registered nurse practitioner with the UM Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology, and Doris Allen, the center's lead educator. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, Jules, as part of University of Maryland Medical System, University of Maryland Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive health care services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot counties. Our team of more than 2,600 employees, medical staff, board members, and volunteers works with community partners to fulfill our mission of creating healthier communities together by offering our patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. I'm pleased to have two of those experts with me today, Doris Allen and Anna Antwi, both from the UM Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology, based at UM Shore Medical Center at Easton.
Anna, welcome to the diabetes team at Shore Regional. Now, what can you tell us about the rates of diabetes in our region? Should people be concerned?
Yes, Jill. Naturally, the rate of diabetes is like 9.2%, nearly 10% of the overall population of U.S., which is 319 million. This equates to 30 million of the population. This is probably the true of all our five county regions as well. Although statistics suggest there is a growing awareness of the disease and many people are doing more to prevent the disease onset. Also, it's difficult to pinpoint the actual rate because about four people have diabetes or what we call pre-diabetes, which equates to 86 million of the population. These people have no symptoms, so they are not in any treatment or modifying their lifestyle through diet and exercise to protect their health. So yes, people should be concerned and should take steps to understand their personal risk factors for diabetes and know the symptoms, which include sudden or persistent weight loss, which you did not plan for, chronic tics, frequent urination, and ongoing fatigue.
Now, I understand that diabetes is regarded as a chronic disease. So, and in that, there is no cure. So managing it is really, really important. What are some complications people with diabetes might experience if the condition is not properly treated and managed?
They can experience numerous and chronic diseases. Untreated diabetes can damage the heart, the eye, the kidney, and the limb. So for those who do not manage and monitor their condition, the most common complications are heart disease, vision loss, kidney damage, and amputation. But the good news is that we do have provided who follow the guidelines and take care of their health can avoid this complication and lead a normal active life like everyone else.
Wonderful. Now, Doris, how does the Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology help patients with diabetes?
In addition to a full complement of treatment services provided in Chestertown and Easton, we also offer classes every month in both of our locations, and we also have support groups which meet every month in Cambridge, Chestertown, Denton, and in Easton. The educators, all of us who are registered nurses and certified diabetes educators, we also work with patients one-on-one with medical nutrition therapy, instruction on the use of glucose meters, injectable medications, continuous glucose monitoring devices, and we also do insulin pump management.
Obviously, the center has a lot going on this month. It is National Diabetes Awareness Month.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening?
Well, we have a lot of programs that we've come up with for patients in our five county region. We have two diabetic-friendly grocery store tours. The first one is going to be on Tuesday, November the 8th, and that's at Giant Foods in Easton. And the second is in Chestertown at Redner's Market. That one is going to be on Monday, November the 28th. During these tours, our dietitians, Karen and Mary, will be helping patients in the community learn how to shop smart to manage their diabetes so that they can help to maintain good health through what they eat. We also have two diabetes open house events, which we have scheduled. One is at the University of Maryland Center in Chestertown on Wednesday, November the 16th. That one will be from 1 to 4. And the second one will be at our center in Easton, which is located inside the hospital, on Friday, November the 18th from 12 to 4. At these events, we're going to have providers there that you can speak with, our nurse educators. We will all be there answering questions. We're also going to have vendors that have various diabetes products, and very excited to have some of our A1C champions These are patients from our center who have really gained control of their diabetes through lowering their A1Cs, and they're happy to share their experience with us and what they've gone through to get healthy. We'll also have door prizes and some healthy snacks, a cooking demonstration. So there's a lot for everyone. For those people out there who can't get to our open house events, we are doing Ask the Expert presentations in the local community where people can come and learn what steps they need to take to gain control of their diabetes. Chestertown on Wednesday the 9th at 2 p.m. in the Kent County Public Library. And then the last one will be in Cambridge at the Dorchester YMCA on November the 15th at 1 p.m. The presentations are free. They're open to everyone. So even if you don't have diabetes, but you have a family member who maybe does and you want to learn more how to help them, you can get out and come and learn more about that or bring a friend with you as well. And of course, we have our diabetes support groups, which meet at their regular times in Cambridge, Chestertown, Denton, and Easton. Those meetings are also open to the public. They're free, highly beneficial for participants, where they share a lot of tips with each other, provide encouragement, support.
Where can people find out more or sign up for these events?
Okay, so the best place to go is online to the umshoreregional.org website. The easiest way is just to search for diabetes and endocrinology services, or you could follow the website, and then it's /programs and then /endocrinology/services. Everything is listed there. And then information is also out there in some publications. It's in the Chestertown and Talbot Spies, and then the Talbot Guide and Caroline Review also have a list of all of those events. Or you can give me a call at the hospital at 410-822-1000, and my extension is 5195, and I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to speak to you, Kate Gallagher, Communications and Marketing Specialist, and today's experts, Anna Ontwe, Certified Registered Nurse Practitioner with the UM Center for Diabetes and Endocrinology, and Doris Allen, the center's lead educator. Thank you so much for joining me.